And we're back here, and we're back here with Cooley and Godfrey, and we have a call right now. Good morning. You're on the line with our guests. Hello, do we have a call on? Do we have a caller on? I don't hear a caller on there. Okay.
Good morning, Juke.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good, Juke. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, good to have you here again, and I always get a lot of free information.
Well, Juke, you asked us right before we
came on the air. You know, the question was, should I retire? We all said no. Next question.
So I'm not going to retire.
Okay. Well, you're only 90. Shoot. You got a lot of years to go yet.
That's
you
got right.
You got to save for retirement.
Yep. Yep.
That's what you got to do.
Oh.
Okay. Well, let's talk about some of the things that are of great importance to the people listening.
Well, I think one of the biggest things is that every time this time of year in the spring, we host a workshop.
Yep.
And it's a working workshop, and it's only for ladies. And we have all ages, and we usually have 50 to 70 ladies come to our workshop every year. And, again, it's an educational workshop. We're going to talk about different things from, you know, starting your own business, if you're going to, you know, quit your job and stay at home, if you're divorced or widowed. You know, those are just a few of the things that we're going to talk about. But what else are we going to have, Jack?
Well, I mean, it's you know, this is kind of, I think it's our eighth or ninth year doing this. It's a fun event. We provide the dinner. It's going to be at Macatawa Legends. And what we try to go to is the financial health of women, all ages, whether you're 90 years old, whether you're 15 years old, whether you're 25, just starting your first major job out of college. Again, Carrie mentioned if you're divorced, we talk about that. How do you re-enter the workplace? Carrie just had a friend die at 48. For those women who had a husband who has had early death, or a woman who has died who has been a caregiver of the kids, what happens there? So, you know, lots of things we talk about. And, you know, the most important thing is to get people to reserve this right now, because we do have a limit of the number of people. It's going to be at the Macatawa Legends. It's going to be March the 6th. It's 6 to 8:30. It's 2.5 hours, but it goes by really quick, and we have a lot of fun.
We do, and here our theme this year is health, wealth, and women, and the power of a plan. So we're going to actually bring in somebody, a chef, for do demonstration on healthy cooking and all that. So we make it a fun evening for them.
Sounds good.
Yeah, yeah. So you need to send your wife, Juke.
It's an idea.
You know, it's really interesting. You know, I come from a family, you know, where, you know, Carrie too, is our families own their own business. My dad and mom owned a farm, and you know, you think of career oriented women, sometimes you know they don't come from a family who is career oriented or has a financial background in terms of being good investors. And what we want to do is we want to bring the women up to speed in terms of being good investors for life. And, you know, I have this discussion with moms and dads and grandpas and grandmas, and I say, at what age do you think your kids ought to be good investors? And it's usually the mom who kind of takes over the thing, but sometimes, you know, the husband does everything and the wife doesn't show up. So sometimes the wives are left out, and sometimes they're left out intentionally because they get a divorce, and then they need to fend for themselves, which they don't know which way to turn. But we also have those people that start jobs at 25 and don't have any financial counseling at all.
Yeah, I mean, we experience that a lot. You know, and especially for women, Juke, is that in 2008, there's actually more women that have bachelor degrees than men, and there's more and more women starting their own businesses. There's actually 10.1 million businesses out there, small businesses that are owned by women today. And, you know, they employ 13 million. They're a huge factor in our workforce, and they generate about $1.9 trillion of business. You know, it's growing. And we see it here locally. We see it regionally, and we see it nationally and worldwide. It's just a growing where women are moving into roles owning their own business.
Yeah, well, and sometime, you know, this is the thought process where people are finishing up putting money into their retirement plans for 2013. And for those people, you have a, up until you file your taxes on April 15th to do that. And, you know, we want to remind women to take the, you know, the ball and say, you know, it's just not the husband putting money in his 401k, you know, Roth IRAs. If somebody works in the family, both husband or wife, you know, you can put in $6,500 if you're slightly over 50 like Carrie and I, or if you're under that, you can put $5,500 in. So it's the stay-at-home mom should have a lot of influence on what happens with the goals of the family and the financial goals of the family. And again, that workshop, Juke, is March the 6th. It's at the Legends, Mecatawa Legends, and that's going to be from 6 to 8:30. And if people would like to make a reservation right now, they need to call us at 616-931-1223, extension 4, and Janet would be glad to take that reservation.
Absolutely. Juke, the other thing, you know, women, you know, because of divorce, being widowed, they're becoming the decision, financial decision maker in the family. And even if they are married, we're experiencing that women control about 60% of the country's wealth.
Yeah.
So that's a huge number.
It is.
And that's growing.
Yeah, it really is growing. And you know, one of the things that we've tried to focus on is Social Security, women and Social Security. When does a woman take Social Security? Is if the husband dies, do they take it at 60? Do they take the husband's? Do they take their own? Do they take their husband's first and take their own later? You know, so we really try to focus on strategies of when and how you take your money in retirement. So, you know, we're talking about the younger people who are just starting their careers, but we also try to focus on those people who have had some event changes in their life. And we always talk about strategies. You know, we never talk in these workshops about products, financial products. We always talk about what should your strategy be at your event in your life. You know, when kids are in high school, I think the parents need to sit down and say, okay, you're going to college here in a couple years. How are you, son or daughter, going to pay for college?
Oh, yeah. And how are you going to cover your expenses, gas, car, all that stuff?
Yeah.
And, you know, Jack, you talk about different life events. Now, even if you're married, you know, there's a strategy behind taking Social Security. Do you have the spouse apply for it and then suspend it, and then you draw off the spouse, therefore allowing yours to grow? So those are different strategies that we love to talk about. And we share actually true stories, true life stories. You know, we leave the names out, but we love to tell stories about our own family, our own parents, how we were raised, and how that applies to some of these people. And people love stories.
Yes.
Oh, they really do love stories. You know, here's another strategy. Is again, Carrie had a personal friend who just passed away at age 48. And if you know, if you're a recent widow out there, you know, some things you need to talk about is, so this person is going to receive life insurance benefits, and they're also going to receive their husband's IRA. And some of the things that you need to understand as a recent widow out there is sometimes you do not want to roll this to just your own IRA. You might want to take half of that and put it into a decedent IRA for those women who are under 60. Because if you roll it to your IRA and you're under 60, you got to pay a 10% penalty to take it out. But if you're in a decedent IRA, which means then you need to take life distributions based on your age, you can take money out of the IRA that your husband left you in a decedent and no 10% penalty. So part of this is just knowing the rules. You have to understand the rules, and you have to say, well, what's going to fit for you, recent widower or widow? How much do you need? And then we back in to say, okay, roll this to your IRA, roll this to a decedent IRA, take the life insurance money, take a monthly distribution off of that. It's everybody, Juke, like you, has a story. Everybody has a different story. How do you fit different stories into a financial plan? And so part of this workshop is we go through about 20 different things that you should understand. One of the crucial things that I picked this up week in and week out is a lady came in last week, a new customer, and her sister was on her bank account. And I go, you need to take your sister off and get a power of attorney on your account. Why should I do that? Well, I said, well, it's your sister's account. Don't you want this money to go to your kids if you should die? Well, sure, my sister will do that. Well, your sister's going to get this money because she's joint. Then she has to take the money, pay the tax on it, and give it to your kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, some of these things, and if the sister gets into a lawsuit,
That money can be claimed in that
lawsuit. It can be attached. So it's the very simple things. And when you go to a financial institution today, you better make sure that your account's a joint account, husband and wife, that's fine, but also attach a transfer on death or a paid on death, which is you have beneficiaries, doesn't need to be probated. Some of those simple things that women do not know this is the right way to title account. Titling account is so important today.
Well, and all banks have this capability. So if you go to your financial institution, whether it be a credit union, a bank, they have a TOD, a transfer on death, or paid on death form, and it's a legal binding agreement. There's no cost to that.
No cost. But again, it's getting people, you know, the old days, Juke, is, well, I need to be on mom's account. Nope. You have a power of attorney to act on behalf of your mom, and power of attorney is not very much money. But, you know, for our listeners out there, if you want to call us at 616-93, I got the number right, Carrie, 395-1450. You know, we're on every Saturday, so it's 616-395-1450 here on the radio station. We'll take your calls, but again, we're talking about an event that we're going to have on March the 6th. It's at Macatawa Legends. It's for health, wealth, and women, and that's going to be from 6 to 8:30, and if you want to call our office, it's 616-931-1223, extension 4. We'll take that reservation.
Okay.
All right.
What do we talk about next? We were talking about starting your own business.
Yeah, yes. Starting your own business takes a lot of work. I mean, the best way to go about it, you know, there's companies around, there's college courses on it, there's sometimes community ed courses on starting your own business. There's a lot of organizations that can help you put together thoughts as you go into this, but the biggest thing is to sit down and write out a plan. What are your goals? And that's one thing that if you don't write these down and you don't have a plan to write your business plan out, what's your goal for 1, 3, and 5 years out, you know, earnings, sales, you know, depending on your product, what are your goals? And lay this out in a map, how you're going to market your product, how you're going to advertise that. Is it going to be by word of mouth? Are you going to use radio or use TV? You know, those are some of the things that go into this. Where are you going to get your starting capital to start this? Are you going to use your own money and pay yourself back? Are you going to go out and get investors to invest in this? So there's a lot of things that go into that, but the most important thing is sitting down and writing out a plan. And it's not to say that you need to follow that plan exactly to the T. You need to write the plan out, and there could be adjustments, tweaks to it, and you revisit this plan and tune it up on a regular basis.
Yeah, no, again, we're talking about women and wealth and trying to help women, and the topic right now is how do you start a business? And the most jobs that are created today, Juke, are small businesses.
Right.
And, you know, Carrie and I, we own a small business. It's a fairly large business now, but, you know, we started just knocking on doors a long time ago, 20 years ago, and that's how we started this business. And, you know, and we're successful today because we've surrounded ourselves with customer service people, doing the right thing for customers all the time and trying to interpret what they need to grow their life, grow their family, and how do we get the right financial instruments and the right strategy. But starting a small business, I live by Dumont Lake in Allegan, and I look at a successful business there called Tri Ponds. It's a campground.
Right.
And I look at what they've done over the last 25 years to be successful. Started out very small, and every year they've added a few more things. You know, a bathhouse that has clean showers, a now a pool, and now little cabins, and there's volleyball nets, and there's horseshoe pits, and now they're adding actually a place there where people can maybe get something to eat and a welcoming center. So a small business isn't large overnight, but you look at all these people, you know, Google and Instagram and all these new businesses started with an idea. That's how they became,
right.
You know, it's just an idea. And, you know, it's but one of the biggest things, and, you know, talking to Marge before we walked in the station this morning was the fact that good customer service is all what it's about. And that's every day. If you can start a business with great customer service and follow up and do the right thing, you're going to have customers. The problem is, can you wait long enough for that business to grow? That's the whole thing.
Yeah, and it's patience and following through. And I think another big thing is, too, when you own your own business, there's going to be bumps in the road. Sometimes you make a mistake. And I think the big thing that society has gotten away from, we need to raise our hands sometimes and say, hey, I made a mistake. We'll correct it. We'll make it right. And you move on instead of trying to, you know, work around that and say, I didn't make a mistake. Is, you know, you provide that good service. Sometimes you miss something because we're all human. But, you know, that's a factor, too. I don't think people are willing to raise their hand and say, hey, I made a mistake as much. They're always pointing the finger the other way.
Well, I mean, I think we're raising our kids that way. I mean, we're not. I mean, we didn't raise our kids that way because there was no excuses. No excuses allowed. I mean, this is the way it's going to be, and there's never any excuse. And, you know, it's the same thing going back with, sometimes women are at a disadvantage because they've stayed home. And I heard this on Channel 8 here. It was a big thing on women and poverty. While women are raising the kids, they're single women, and they do not understand how to get out of working at a minimum wage, and they have to work two jobs to raise their kids, you know, pay the rent, pay transportation, pay insurance, pay for babysitters. And part of that is they just don't understand how to dig their way out of this. And there's so many success stories for people who are good mentors today to help them dig this out. But you got, like you said, Carrie, you have to have a plan. And all we're trying to help people with in our business is have a plan, have a budget. But a lot of people do not come from families like Carrie and I, Juke, where our families had a business.
That's right.
And it took them hundreds of years. You know, the family farm we live on, been in the family 110 years.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
It is.
It's a long time. It's a beautiful farm, but it didn't always have what we have today because, you know, the tiling that goes on, and you pass down generations, and you pass down how to do things right, and you pass down stories, and we're kind of missing those things today because we think all the stories are on the internet on your phone. And some of these stories that Carrie and I pass on are from, you know, we can almost, and we should write a book on the stories that people are successful and the people who are not successful because they've taken mom and dad's money, which they've inherited, and squandered it because their mom and dad weren't good stewards to educate them along the way. And you have to educate kids out of the gate.
I've got to take time out here for a
while. Promise your family, hometown, heartfelt service that exceeds your expectations, not your budget. It's a promise we've kept for over 100 years.
Here is Holland's hometown forecast brought to you by Hop in downtown Fenville. Text Hop to 80373 for pizza and grinder specials. And the forecast is for snow up to an inch, developing this afternoon, a high of 34. Tonight, windy with snow up to 3 inches possible, low 24, and tomorrow, windy with periods of light snow up to an inch possible. Steady temperatures in the mid-20s, and right now, 29 degrees. And now back to Cooling Godfrey.
Hey, thanks for having us this morning, Juke. We're talking about our upcoming seminar, or workshop, I should say, because it's a working workshop, Health, Wealth, and Women, The Power of a Plan. And that's going to be at Macatawa Legends on March 6th from 6 to 8:30. Our theme is healthy cooking. We're going to include a chef, a talk, a demonstration. And, you know, who is this for, Jack? It's for people starting their own business, as we've talked about, you know, if you're a stay-at-home mom, if you're divorced or widowed, or wanting a bigger role in the financial decisions and understanding things more, you're worried about your finances because of illness or disability, or all different life events, that it's important when you have these things, they're going to happen at some time in your life. And you need to come to this.
Well, no, it's a great thing for a grandma to bring a granddaughter. It's a good time for a daughter to bring the mom. It's a good time for a table of women who you are great friends and want to help each other out, because what we don't do enough today, Juke, is we don't help each other out enough. You know, we just don't sit around the table like we used to with, the radio in the middle of the table and just listen to the ball game. I mean, those days of just talking are kind of past us for whatever reason. We need to get back to, you know, helping people with a career and helping each other and helping our cousins and our wives and our grandkids. And sometimes we have a lot of grandmothers that bring their granddaughters who are in college and say, you know, I've been a good investor. I want you to be a good investor. So it's important that we take not only responsibility for our family, but we take responsibility for our friends and neighbors. And people just don't want to be neighborly today, which is, that's kind of out of favor too. It's kind of a hard thing. You know, I grew up in a neighborhood and went to a one-room country school for kindergarten through eighth grade, and we had a family. This neighborhood was a family.
Right.
You know, we had potlucks, and, you know, so we got to get back to helping people, and that's what Carrie and I are all about, is helping people and helping them with the vision. And, you know, if people don't have hope and vision and how do we succeed, then we have nothing. And that's what we got to get back to, is legislators and people who, you know, think about what can we do for our community, what can we do for our people. And so, you know, this workshop we're talking about is March the 6th. It's 6 to 8:30 p.m. It's Health, Wealth, and Women, and you can call our number at 616-931-1223, extension 4, and we'll take your reservation.
Okay.
We talk about you know, starting your own business. And Jack, you mentioned too how my dad started a CPA business, and he did that for over 40 years. But the one thing I remember is when I was younger, and sometimes during the summer, I would ride along with him, and he was one of the few accountants that, even as he got older, still left his office, went out to his client's place of business, whether that was a grain elevator, a farm. He would go there and personally visit and, you know, do their quarterly taxes, answer any questions they have, and he did that on a regular basis. I know as a young kid it got kind of boring for me, but
yeah.
What I remember about it was the good customer service that my dad was providing and just being there and talking to the clients. It was just a really good experience that he passed on down to me that I can share with other people, and I think that's pretty cool.
No, and it's we're talking about women and finance, and we're talking about creating a start, and lots of times these people who have a business, for whatever reason, Juke, they don't employ their kids. Again, growing up on a farm, I don't know if I was employed or not, but I had to work. and there wasn't too much pay because this is what it's expected. And, you know, I started out with like a dollar allowance, and by the time I got to high school, it was $5 a week. But, you know, I always got the gas pump, which was worth quite a lot of money to put gas in my car. That's back in the leaded days. But, you know, lots of times, people have a business and they don't let their kids ride with them, like Carrie just talked about, is, you know, there's plumbers and there's carpenters, is, you know, just bring your kid to work and make him work. You know, just make them work and, you know all the tools of your trade and know what's going on. You know, it's Cider House Rules. I just watched that program again where, you know, the doctor trained the kid to be a doctor. And, you know, we have to train our women out there to be successful. And that's what we're talking about today, is health, wealth, and women. And we're just trying to help people be successful, and I dare say the lion's share of our client base is women, and that's what we really try to focus on, is how do we help them have a future. And that's what it's all about. When you have a hope and you have a future and you got a plan, life's pretty good, Juke. It's pretty good being 90, isn't it?
Yeah
I think it's awesome. 90. Yeah. You just had the birthday, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's great. And so you're not retiring, right?
No.
Okay, that's good. All right, we've at least convinced him. So one last thing, Juke, I know you're getting down to the end of this show, is this workshop, again, Health, Wealth, and Women. It's going to be March the 6th. That's a Thursday evening, 6 to 8:30. It's going to be at the Macatawa Legends, and you can call us at 616-931-1223, extension 4.
And talk to Janet.
I would suggest you do that before long, because you're probably going to have a crowd.
No, we always have a crowd.
We do. We always have a crowd. Yep. We fill it up. And in some years, we've even had to go to a second workshop because we've had so much interest. So that's the exciting thing about it.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's
always good.
So, and we always have fun. So we're looking forward to this, and we're looking forward to a full house.
Yep. And, Juke, we always look forward to being on your show.
Well, good. Yeah. And we'll look forward to having you back again.
Yep. All right, Juke. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Juke. Have a great day.
Thank you. And I'll be back after news and weather with more Talk of the Town for you. Just a word about tomorrow. We're going to be talking to Bob Van Dyke of the Taking Root Ministries. You'll want to be listening to that. That'll be at, I believe, 9:30 tomorrow here on our Talk of the Town program.